Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. For great is the Lord and most worthy. You are worthy of praise. You are the King of kings. You are feared above all gods. We exalt and appreciate you. We thank you for another day. We praise you. I praise you for the act of your power. I praise you for your surpassing greatness. I praise you because you are the one that rules in the affairs of my life. I give you all the glory because you are good. You are worthy to be praised. I thank you because you are good. You are kind. You are more than what I think or feel you are. I appreciate you because your deep calls unto the deep of my life. I thank you because you are the strength of my life. I thank you because you've given me another opportunity to be among the living soul. I thank you because I am daily helped by you. I thank you because you have been the lover of my life, my father, my restorer, my defender, my all in all. You've been my shield. You've been my buckler. I exalt and appreciate you. I thank you because you are the closest friend I speak to at all times. Thank you for your words of comfort. Thank you for your words of deliverance. I exalt you because daily as I go out, you go with me. And anytime I come in, you come with me. I thank you because you have been the one that sustained me and will continue to sustain me. Abba Father, I say thank you. For the past, I say thank you. For the present and for my future, because my future is secured in you. I give you the glory and exalt you. You are worthy to be praised. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Today is 9th May 2026. We want to give God the glory, and I want us to make these words of declaration as we proceed today. That in the name of Jesus Christ, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is at my right hand, I will not be moved in the name of Jesus Christ. I am strengthened by the Lord. This life that I have today is the life of God. God is the eternal life that I will enjoy today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am strengthened from above. In the name of Jesus Christ, my strength is renewed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will not be helpless. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will enjoy the favor of God. The mercy of the Lord speaks for me. The yes of God says yes to every situation that looks difficult. In the name of Jesus Christ, and I receive victory. Victory is my portion because I win from the place of victory. Because Jesus Christ has won everything for me, and he said it is finished. Everything that is not of God is finished concerning me. In the name of Jesus Christ, every handwriting that has been written against me, I blot them out. In the name of Jesus Christ, I live the life of freedom. I enjoy the life of freedom. In the name of Jesus Christ, the favor of the Lord is my portion. In the name of Jesus Christ, my strength is renewed. Heaven of mercy reigns on me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am graced from the throne of mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is well with me in Jesus' name. Peace all around me. Peace of the Lord speaks for me. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I prayed. Amen. Brethren, today is the 9th day in the month of May 2026. God has been faithful, and we've been talking about renewal of strength. Our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 28 to 31, which says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard?" It's a question that is asking us, because if we have not heard, if we are not known, there is no way we can do things the right way. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, never faints nor weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This place is telling us that even the youth that we feel that are stronger than the elderly, we fail. Because our strength is only renewed in God. Without God, we cannot be strengthened on a daily basis. In this kingdom, that is God's own kingdom, we are ruled, enabled, and strengthened in the knowledge, understanding, and the wisdom of God. We are only ruled by him. If we don't have the understanding of who he is, if we don't have the knowledge, if we don't have the wisdom from the throne of grace, we cannot enjoy the strength we need in our place of renewal. Amen. Like I said yesterday, The knowledge of God is power unto salvation. Understanding the knowledge of this truth is our lifeline. Understanding the knowledge of this truth is our salvation. Understanding the knowledge of this truth is what we can enjoy. It's the only thing we can enjoy on earth. Without the knowledge of the power of the salvation that is hidden in God, we are living a wasted life. Job 14:1 says, a man born of a woman is of few days and full of troubles. He comes forth like a flower and fades away. He flees like a shadow and does not continue. That is what man is. Then verse 3 says, and do you open your eyes on such a one? We are talking about the renewal and strength. And Job is asking us a question that, are we going to open our eyes or ask for strength from a man that his days is few? Are we going to ask for strength from a man whose life is like a flower that fades away in a short while? Are we going to ask for strength from a man whose life is full of trouble, full of calamities? There is no help that can come from that kind of person that will be lasting. Many of us trust in chariots, we're trusting our government, we're trying to trust in our friends, we are trusting in the promises made from man. If God doesn't back that person up, there is no way he can help us. Who can help us when God has not helped us? So Job is telling us that our renewal of strength should not come from man, because man has his own troubles. The person you're asking has his own trouble, and his life is like a flower that fades away in just a twinkling of an eye. So he said, and do you open your eyes to such a one? Then verse 4 says, who can bring a clean thing out of unclean? No one. That means man is full of uncleanliness. So how do we expect to get something clean from a man that is unclean? We can only get cleanliness from the person that carries the life of light. We can only get clean from someone that is clean, the supreme God. Since evil will begat evil, trouble will begat trouble. Calamities cannot give birth to freedom. So why do we look for help from man? Why do we look for sustenance? Why do we look for strength from man? Bible says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. When we look at God, that is where we get a renewal of strength. That is where we get hope. That's where we get strengthened to move our lives, to become who God has called us to be. It is only in God that we can enjoy strength, longevity, power, sustainability. It is from only Him that we can get it. It is only when we are rooted in Him through Jesus Christ that we get all this power, all this thing we need to be renewed and enjoy salvation on a daily basis. The place of renewal of strength is the place of waiting upon the Lord. He said, those that wait upon the Lord, He will renew their strength. That is, it's a choice for us to wait upon the Lord. When we decide to wait upon the Lord, He renew our strength. That means you are telling God that I have no power of my own. I have no strength of my own. My ability cannot take me far. It is only in you that I can go far. Oh, fine. God has given man wisdom. He has given us knowledge to do a lot of things, but it is limited. It cannot stand the test of time. It cannot last like hiding in God. So the place of renewal is the place where we wait on God, where there is no distraction. It's a place where our focus is on God. It's a place where we consecrate ourselves when we choose to wait on the Lord, not to wait in vain. It's the place we wait to be victorious. It's the place we wait to enjoy victory. Like I said in that Job chapter 14 verse 1, a man born of a woman is full of trouble. Until we give our life to Christ, where our birth is changed from the natural to supernatural, to live that God's kind of life, that is the only time we can enjoy the renewal of strength. Without the exchange of birth, that is giving our life to God, becoming saved by accepting Jesus as our Lord, as our personal Savior, that is when we get a change of birth. That is where we change from the natural to the supernatural. That is where we get a transformation. That is where we get renewal of strength. That is where we become the version of who we are on a daily basis. We become transformed and become like God. So a place of waiting is a place of transformation. It's a place where we change from the lower version of us to a higher version of us. It's the place where we are renewed. This action can be called a routine. Fine, some people will say it's routine, or all, it is boring, it looks bored, but on a daily basis, I want you to know that every day is filled with its own evil. In as much as every day comes with its own evil, we should never be bored of getting renewal of strength on a daily basis, because it is only in God that we can live the life, that we can breathe His life, that we can enjoy our being. And enjoying our being in Christ is the best thing for life. Is the best that we can enjoy as human. So don't allow people school you or tell you that it's bored. Fine, to them it's bored, because everything about the kingdom is foolish to people that are perishing. This is why Psalm 23 says, give us this day. Every day we need to get our day in the renewal of our lives in God. Those that wait upon the Lord. Every day that is given to us is a day for us to get our life renewed. Is a day for us to get to wait on the Lord so that we can be renewed. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. When we wait on the Lord, we enjoy His mercy on a daily basis. Yesterday is gone. Today is the dawning of a new day. We need to be renewed. We need to wait for renewal, because we win from the place of victory. If we don't wait for renewal, we will not get the benefit we need, the provision that He has made available for us on that day. We might just get, let's say, 1/8 out of the full things He has for us. So want us to know that on a daily basis, we need to wait to get renewal of strength. If we refuse to wait on the Lord, we become a prey in the hands of the predator, because the devil is roaring like a lion on a daily basis, seeking for whom to devour. We will not be devoured by him in Jesus' name. The place of waiting is the place where we get renewed to exchange our bets. It is the place we daily choose to follow God through Jesus Christ, not minding what it will cost us in the physical, because the supernatural supersedes the physical. I want us to know that the Holy Spirit is the daily light that points us to God, that points our life to God, that renews us. Galatians 2:20 said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. It is very important we wait on the Lord so that we can be renewed. No man can be sustained without the renewal of strength. It is expedient that we wait on the Lord for every journey of our life. I want us to say this. My place of renewal is the life that I have. It is the life of Christ which I enjoy. The Zoe life, God kind of life. I want us to know that Zoe life is divine, is eternal, is abundant, it's in nature, is a place where deep calls unto deep. That is the Zoe kind of life. It is an incorruptible nature. It is a place where we are seated at the center of God's heart. I want us to pray this prayer. Father, let deep call unto deep in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I don't want to live a shallow life. I don't want to live lower than your standard for my life. Let deep call unto deep in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. As I go today, let me enjoy your deep calling unto deep in Jesus' name. It is well with us, brethren. We'll be rounding off because of time and space. I pray that the strength of the Lord goes with us today in Jesus' name. The deep of call unto deep in our lives in Jesus' name. We will enjoy the presence of the Lord more than ever before. It is well with us in Jesus' name. I want to remind us that the coming of the Lord is at hand. Let's continually keep ourselves rooted in God. Let's continually ask for daily strength. Let's wait on Him, so that we can live His Zoe kind of life to get our eternal rest in heaven. We will not fail in Jesus' name. We will not miss our eternal rest. It is well with us in Jesus' name. God bless you and have a wonderful day.